Hey friends, welcome to the Overwhelmed to Intentional podcast. My name is Kristen and I am your host. I'm a certified life coach helping overwhelmed millennial women live a simpler, more intentional life. Let's talk about feeling behind. This is a sneaky little thought that our brain likes to offer, especially for those of us in our, I would say, 30s, when friends, people around us tend to be experiencing maybe success, maybe achieving things that your brain might say, I should have achieved that by now too, or I'm behind them, I'm not on track, things like that. And I think this happens at every age. I don't think this is specific to millennials, but I will say I do believe that being in a place in life where there is a good bit of change, where it is either friends are getting engaged and getting married and having children and being more successful at work, maybe getting promotions, making more money, doing some of their wealth building, investing things, and you're over here like, I don't have that. Maybe they're buying homes, maybe they're buying a second home or renovating a home or some of those things. Now, I don't know too many 30-year-olds that are buying a second home, but maybe they're buying like an investment property or something. And they are in a place that looks successful from the outside. And your brain is going to, but I don't have that. I'm not there. I'm behind. I am not up to where everyone else is. All of my friends are experiencing this and I am not. And the comparison, of course, sets in. We start to think about how we are not where they are. We don't have what they have. I should have what they have. I should be there. I've worked really hard. And maybe that comes in too. I've worked really hard in my life and I don't have things to show for what I've created. Or I have been through a lot more failure than they have. They seem to have more success, whereas I have more failure. And there is a lot of frustration around that. This might not even be with big things. It might be with little things. It might be my friends have their life together more than I do. Like they have it more put together. They're more organized. They're better with their money. They've already paid off their student loans. I haven't paid off my student loans. Or they started a business and things are a little bit easier for them. They didn't struggle as much as me. Like it could be in a million different ways that you are comparing, that you are seeing yourself as being behind, that you are having the thought, I should have it together. I should be there. I should have blank. I should not have this struggle. I should not still be in this place. Instead, I should be further along. Because right now, I think I'm behind. Here are a few ways we're going to deal with this. Number one, we're going to eliminate the thought, I am behind. You are never behind, ever. Never in your life are you behind. You are always, 100% of the time, you are always exactly where you are supposed to be. On your specific path, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. And I know what you are thinking. If you have believed I am behind, your brain will want to argue that the moment the words come out of my mouth and you hear them, you will think, no. Nope, you're wrong. That is incorrect. I am behind. And here's how I'm behind. What you will compare to is not only other people, you'll also compare to, quote, society. Well, other people in their 30s have this, and other people at this point in their career have that. And other people at this point in their relationship are engaged, and you'll just compare, and you'll look for all of the evidence for how your thought of I am behind is true. You will do your best to prove it true to me with all of your evidence. And I will still say, nope, you're right on track. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. How do we know? So then you might think, okay, well, if you can believe that, like, sure, thanks for saying that. But how do we know? How do we know that's true? Here's how we know. Because what has happened up to this point has happened. Where you are is where you are. That's the evidence. Things are as they should be because this is how they are. The reason we know they should be this way is because they are this way. If we argue with reality, we lose. There's no point in arguing with what is, because it just means we create resistance and we experience the feeling of resentment, frustration, bitterness, anger, all of that. That's all that happens. If we argue with where our life is at this point and we say that it should be different and it shouldn't have gone this way, we suffer emotionally. Mentally and emotionally, we suffer. It puts us in a place where we just hate where we are, where we're frustrated with where we are. It puts us constantly going over and over in our minds where we are and how things should be different. And then we just live in a state of anger, resentment, frustration, resentment, ultimately, is what it puts us in. If we think we're behind other people, we will resent where we are. We will resent our lives. We will resent our circumstances. And we will resent other people. That's what tends to happen. And I don't want you to feel that way. I don't want you to feel like you are behind, because you're not. You never have been. You never will be. You will always be exactly on track with where you are supposed to be. So how do we deal with this thought and not believe that we are behind? First, we look at exactly where we are and we truly acknowledge and accept it. This, again, you might think will create me being complacent, apathetic. I won't care. If I accept where I am, if I don't believe that I'm behind, but I decide to accept it, then I won't do anything about it. I won't change. I won't move forward and create the life that I want. I'll just stay here. I'll be stuck. I'll be stuck forever. That is also not true. Acceptance does not equal complacency. It doesn't. Acceptance is truly allowing what is, owning things as they are, and not needing for anything to be different in order to be at peace and content with your life. If you accept, if you're truly in acceptance, you will feel peace. You will feel content. You'll feel at ease. If you accept where you are, I guarantee that it will create more peace than apathy and complacency. That's not what it does. But if we resist accepting, if we resist acknowledging, then we will not be able to fully be in acceptance and peace about where we are. And then we won't really be able to move forward with making the change that we want to make. So the first thing is to acknowledge that the thought "I am behind" is not true. And I just want you to ask yourself how maybe that's a false thought. What if it's not true that I am behind? Just ask yourself, what if that's not true, and see what your brain says. If you begin to question it, your brain might say something like, well, yeah, the timing of that thing did work out for me. Like, I'm glad that I don't have kids yet, because I wanted to work through these other things first. Or I'm glad that I don't have that, I'm not at that point in my career yet, because it would mean that I would be potentially working more hours than I am right now, or potentially doing work that will stretch me and challenge me more than I am right now. And I need to come to a place where I feel confident in my role at this point in my job before I move forward into the next thing. Maybe I wasn't ready. Maybe I'm not there yet. And that's a good thing, because it means it gives me more time to experience and practice where I am. Like, I'm glad that my business hasn't grown to making X number of dollars a year, because then I would need to manage that money. And right now I'm at a place in my life where I'm getting a handle around managing money better than I have before. And if I was just given all this extra money, then if my mindset is not where I want it to be around money, I don't think I would manage that money as well as I would like. And I want to be at a place where when the money comes in, I feel really confident and I can handle it and I manage money better than I have in the past. I needed to get ready for that. I needed to work through these things on myself in order to be prepared for that. And maybe it's the same with, I am not married yet. I'm not in a long-term relationship yet. I needed to date all of these people because I needed to truly come to a place where I know with more confidence what I want. I have more assurance about the kind of person that I want to be with. And 5 years ago, I might would have settled. So I'm actually really glad that I didn't. I'm glad that I'm still in this place because it gave me the opportunity to get to know myself better, meet more people, experience more people, and now I'm more certain about who I want to be with. Had I gotten the results, had I already been married or already had the promotion, or already made all the money or already whatever, then I wouldn't have had the opportunity to grow in the way that I needed and wanted to grow in order to become the person that has blank. And that's not always easy to accept because it means we have to take responsibility for ourselves and own our stuff. And that is not easy. I just did a video on this that I will link in my email to my email list this week. I'm going to send that out to them this week. If you want that, jump on my email list by downloading the free guide to overcome overwhelm. You will get on my email list that way, and I'll send you this video where I talk about taking 100% responsibility for the results that you've created up to this point in your life. When you do that, how powerful you get to feel instead of how you feel if you were to say, I'm the victim, this happened to me, I have no control over it. That does not have you feeling powerful. And we want you feeling powerful about what you've done, about where you are, so that you can move forward and continue to take that energy with you as you create more. If you have the thought, I feel behind, I am behind, that feeling that comes from I am behind is usually, I mean, for you, it's probably different than how it is for me, but when I think I'm behind, I feel frustrated. And when I feel frustrated, what I tend to do is I tend to perhaps compare myself, blame, look at how I, and a lot of it's self-blame. So I'm like, I should have done that better. I should have done that. I should have been doing this. I on and on and on. So a lot of self-blame, a lot of overthinking. And what I actually do, which is, this is really interesting. When we have a thought I'm behind, we stay in indulging in how we are comparing ourselves, we overthink, we analyze all the things that we've done wrong, and then we create the result of staying where we are and not moving forward. We create staying in the same place instead of owning and moving forward. And so then it perpetuates this thought that I'm behind, because when we think we're behind, we don't take the action to move forward. And so we stay in the same place. And so then we perpetuate the thought I'm behind. It literally creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. And while you can't ever be behind, where you are is always where you're meant to be. You will give your brain more evidence, more quote evidence, to prove that thought true, thus keeping you in the same place, thus keeping you in the thought I feel behind. That's what we want to change. That's why it matters to change the thought I'm behind, because that's not true. The other thing that you can do, and I was telling a client about this week, because one thing that I like to do to fully process my emotions is to go all the way to the emotion and to literally throw myself a pity party. So let's say I feel behind, or no, I think the thought I am behind and I feel frustrated. Or maybe resentful, whatever the feeling is for you. But for me, it's usually frustrated. What I will do is I will say, okay, you can have it. You can feel frustrated. Feel frustrated all you want. I will get out my notebook, or I will hit the voice record button on my voice record app. I'll hit record and I will just start talking, and I will throw myself the biggest pity party. I'll blow all the balloons. I'll get the cake. Yes. Here's why I feel behind, and here's why it should be different. Here's what I think that I should have. And I just let myself feel so frustrated. I keep fueling it. I keep adding the thoughts, adding the thoughts, adding the thoughts. Like, yep, This is exactly why this is true. Here's all the evidence. You should have done this differently. You should have done that. And I just go. I let it all out. I say all the thoughts and I stay in frustration and maybe I cry and maybe I just, you know, whatever. Usually for me, I'll probably cry. So I go there. I feel it. I let myself have it. You have it. Have a pity party. And then when I've gotten it all out, and this is usually what happens, when I let myself get it all out, then I think, okay, now what? Now what? What are we going to do about it? And at that point, that's when I decide the pity party is over. I pop all the balloons, throw away the cake, and I say, I'm not going to do that anymore. No more. It's not that I'm never going to do that again. It's not that I never feel frustrated again, never feel resentful again. I do because the thought comes back. But I allow that to be a time of going all the way, go all the way to the most extravagant party and let yourself have it. Have at it. Go right ahead. Then once you've gone all the way there, unless you're really interested in being in the victim mentality all the time and you want to stay there, which you might be, but we can change that. Most likely you're going to think, you know, I'm over it. I'm done. I don't want to feel that way anymore. I actually don't want to keep being frustrated. That's not who I want to be. I don't want to keep feeling behind. I don't want to believe that about myself. I want to believe that, you know what? This is the story that I am writing. This is where I am at this point. And I know that I am right on track of creating the life that I want. Maybe the life that I want isn't the life that my friends have. And this is where we also have to be honest. If we were to truly compare ourselves to our friends, to the people that we look to and say, they have this and I don't have that, and I'm behind. Let's compare ourselves to them. And I want you to list out the things that they have and the things that you have and the things that you maybe wish that you had that they have. Why are you glad? Glad is an interesting word. Why are you okay with not having that right now? We want to look at all aspects of it. So let's say I look at my friends who have, you know, saved X number of dollars in the bank. Why am I okay with not having saved that? And here's what I go to. And this is where you have to be really honest with yourself and your values. Had I saved that much money, I probably wouldn't have invested in coaching because I would have put all the money that I have invested in coaching, I would have saved it. So I'd have a savings account. But I wouldn't have the growth that I've experienced from coaching. Do I want that? No, I don't. I actually don't. I want to have a lower savings bank balance, savings account balance is what I'm trying to say. I would rather have a lower savings account balance and a higher emotional and mental health balance. I like who I've become, and I've invested thousands of dollars to do this work, to become this person. I could have had thousands of dollars in savings, but I didn't. I invested in myself, and I really like where I am. Now, I contrast that to some of my friends who have thousands of dollars in the bank and are at a place in their lives where they are maybe experiencing some growth. Maybe they are just getting started investing in themselves. Like they've had years of savings, but now they're starting to invest in things for themselves. I could look at them and I could say, well, they're behind me. I'm over here. I've created all of these things. I've invested in myself in this way, and I've created this mental and emotional state that I am, and now they're behind me. Now, is that a good way to look at it? Not really. Doesn't feel good. I actually don't like that feeling at all. And that's an interesting thing to notice too. What if I look at how other people are behind me? How does it feel to think about that? If I flip the tables, like actually my friends are behind me, I'm ahead of them. How does that feel? Terrible. I mean, for me, it feels terrible. I don't know about for you, but for me, it feels terrible. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be like, I'm so far ahead of all of my friends. No, that feels awful. Instead, I want to say, man, now they're just starting to experience this growth in their lives, an area of growth that I've already experienced, and I can help them with that. I can hold space for that. I can be compassionate for them. I know what it was like when I started investing in myself, or I know what it was like when I started a business. It was hard. And so I can have empathy and compassion, and I can feel really at peace with how much I've grown. And I can look back on those days of where I was and know how hard it was and that I kept going, and I can give that encouragement to them. Or we can look at, okay, let's say that I'm at a place where I really want to be married. I want to be in a relationship. And I look at my friends and they're all married, and I compare myself to them. My thought might be, actually, if I was already married, how different would my life be versus how it is now? Because I didn't get married, I spent the last X number of years doing these things for myself and getting to know myself and having time to myself and going out doing whatever I wanted. I never had to think about anyone else. Never had to do anyone else's laundry. Just me. Think about that. Think about if we compare it in a way where I don't have the thing, how has that served me? How has it been good that I don't have that? How has it been good that my business hasn't grown as fast as my friends or as fast as my peers? How has it been good that I didn't get the promotion when the other people got their promotion? How's that been a good thing for me? How have I benefited from that? How have I gotten to grow in ways that I wouldn't have otherwise? And then if it's something like, I feel behind at work, I can't seem to catch up. Notice how if I think that way, if I just have that thought in my daily life of I feel behind, that what I'm doing is not allowing myself to recognize where I am ahead or how I can get ahead. I don't see solutions. If I think I'm behind, my brain doesn't go to a place where it's like, let's figure this out. Let's see how we can get ahead. Let's look at all the obstacles in the way and figure out how to overcome those. The brain doesn't go there when it thinks it's behind. When you think you're behind, you're just like, nope, this is it. There's no solutions. I'm stuck. I'm this far back. There's no way I can get ahead. But if you look at, actually, what if I chose to believe that maybe I am not where I want to be yet, but I want to get there. If I didn't think I was behind and I thought that I was right on track and I started to look for solutions of ways to get ahead, what might I come up with? What might I try next? What might I do? How might this be fun to be going towards something, to still be in process, to still be experiencing the growth? How might that be a great experience for me? Because ultimately the growth is the point. Ultimately, the reason I'm doing all of this is for the growth and for who I become in the process. So I actually can't ever be behind because I will always be in process. This is the last thing. You will always be in process. You could think forever that you are behind. You could take that thought with you forever. But why would you? Why wouldn't you look at the process as the reason we're doing all this anyway? I mean, you'll get to the goal, you'll get the thing, you'll obtain the thing that you're after. And then what you'll do if you take the thought with you, I am behind, you'll get there. And then you'll take that thought, you'll get there and you'll be like, I'm still behind. I gotta do more. Now I gotta keep keeping up. Society says I should have all of these things. My friends have all of these things. My parents think I should have all of these things or do all of these things or whatever. It will always go with you. You will never escape it because you'll keep the thought, not because of the circumstances, because you're thinking I'm behind. When you're thinking that, self-fulfilling prophecy. What I want you to see is you're actually never behind, but you are always in process. And you are always right where you are supposed to be, right where you should be. It was going to happen this way. It was always going to happen this way. This is exactly how it was going to go. It was always destined to be. maybe that thought was a little frustrating for you. But what if that's true? What if it was always meant to be this way? How can that help you relax into the life that you have now instead of fighting against it, instead of thinking you're behind? What if this is exactly how it was going to go all along and that it's perfect for you? This is the work that we do in coaching, and it's so incredible because it means you get to feel at peace. Really, that's what I give to you as your coach. I give you the feeling of peace by helping you think in an accepting and peaceful way about your life. And that is the most powerful thing that you can do, because then you will be so at ease in your own life, in every single place of your life, in every single circumstance. It will always be, this was supposed to be my story. That is an incredible place to live in, because it means that you allow your life to be such a gift, such a process, such a fun experience, and it all gets to be a growth journey and a practice for you to become more of who you are and more of who you are meant to be. And I think that is the gift, that the process that we're in of becoming more of who we are is the whole point. And that's the most beautiful thing about it. So if that's something that you want to work on, if you truly want to stop believing that you're behind, know that you're right on track, and feel confident in the life that you are living, that is what we will do in coaching. You can book a free consultation call with me. It's a 1-hour call where we get on Zoom and we chat about how you're feeling behind in your life at this point and how you can begin feeling ahead and begin feeling at peace with where you are and begin seeing how you are ahead in so many ways. Like, how have you grown and become more of who you are and gotten ahead in your own growth in becoming more of who you are, instead of seeing I'm behind. You're not behind. You're right on track. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. That is the work that we do in coaching. We will talk about it, and we will talk about how accepting where you are is the path to creating what you desire. And then we will look at what are the results that you want to create and how we will do that together in coaching. So book your free consultation call. Remember to jump on my email list by downloading that guide, and you will get the video that I created this week. And then if you want to connect with me on Instagram, find me at _KristenAlana. If you want to learn more about me and my website and the clients that I've worked with, you can go to KristenAlana.com. And if you are loving the podcast, please leave a rating and review so that more people can find it in the podcasting world. That is how we reach more people, is with more ratings and reviews. I would appreciate it so, so, so very much. Hope you all have an amazing week. Know that you are right on track, and I'll talk to you next week.